equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Friday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Ideally, today being Friday should have been dedicated to responding to your questions, but there were more of questions that came in, not via text messages, but direct calls. And I don't think that would just be ideal or proper to put such on air. And so I will request that you send text messages of your question to 0803-224-723. It could be on any stocks at all, any stock at all you want us to talk about. It could be on any issue as far as the stock market is concerned. And so for today, I will much later be talking about the second quarter possibilities in the results of Africa Prudential PLC. And it's one of the securities that actually are not doing badly on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, right? Whether you should be investing or not, when we get to see what their data over the years, what the data looks like, you will on your own be able to determine whether it is fit enough for you to invest in or not. We quickly look at what happened so far so good this week on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. It was good for the first 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, as the All Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange for those 2 days was up, though rather marginally, approximately for the 2 days, I could say 0.1, approximately, right? And so the market caved in on Tuesday. As a matter of fact, what the market lost on Tuesday cancelled the gains for the first 2 days, and the market did a major decline yesterday, 1.86% or approximately 1.9%. So week to date, the market really had lost approximately 1.9%. Looking deeper into the figures with the intention of bringing out some facts from them, I could say generally the market was down as value record that was recorded yesterday. When I talk about value now, that the total amount that went in or out of equities, the total amount that exchange hands that was invested for yesterday was down 14.61%, volume of trades down 0.18%, and then deals also were down yesterday 7.67%. We go further. The number of equities on the gainers chart were extremely low, as only 10 stocks gained yesterday as against 18 on the losers chart. It suggests that the profits that were generated via increase in the prices of equities Monday, Tuesday were lost on Thursday, that is yesterday. So in other words, there was massive or huge profit taking. And from the way the market closed yesterday, the possibility is that the decline of yesterday will extend to today. So most likely the market will close low today. But you know that the market has got a mind of its own. Anything is possible. One information could just hit the market before trading commences on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange a couple of just about an hour thereabout from now, right? And everything will just change. But generally, if you look at the market, there are not plenty information that could stimulate investors' interest in investing in the market as we speak, either within the market for individual equity or generally within the economy. However, there is the rumor being peddled that Access Bank is buying over Union Bank. And it's neither here nor there. It is possible. And it might also be that there's nothing like that. But from the organizations, I cannot say that I've heard anything tangibly. But even if such will happen, you can be rest assured that they might not necessarily want to diverge for now. But let us look at precedents. Let us look at what had been, right? What has been was that when Access Bank was taken, was it to take over now, or buy over, or merge, or whatever, with Diamond Bank, it came just like this. And then Diamond Bank came out to say, there wasn't anything like that. Access Bank also came out to say, no, there wasn't anything like that. But not quite a couple of weeks there. As a matter of fact, I think a few days or what, we heard that there was something like that. Eventually today, you will see the lemon green color of Diamond Bank being mixed with that of Access Bank. They now have a new logo and things like that. Anyway, we keep our fingers crossed and see how this would eventually turn out to be subsequently. But as far as I'm concerned, you should keep your eyes on those two equities, Access Bank and Union Bank, as we speak. They remain two stocks that should attract attention. Anything can happen. Why this information might seem a little bit plausible is the fact that years back, there was the attempt by Access Bank PLC to actually take over Union Bank. But that was not to be. And one will now look at the fact that Access Bank just concluded it's coming together with Access Bank. Will they want to also go and put their hands in another of such investments again? Do they really have the resources to achieve that? So that would make the information look like or sound very much as if it is not true. But if you look at the first part of it, you know, that yes, there was something like that in years past. And then as a businessman, it could just be that the eyes of the top managers of Access Bank is still around Union Bank anyway. The two institutions have said nothing of such. So we take it at that and then keep our attentions, our fingers crossed rather. Also, Nasako Insurance PLC being one of those companies whose stocks on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was suspended from trading, I think 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, eventually released its audit report to the market late yesterday. And significantly, the result, if you ask me, was not that bad. We will talk about that much on the pages of Stocks Watch newspaper that will be released to the market on Monday. So go and get that paper Monday. Get it. Speak with your vendor to help you look for it well in advance. But the only thing I think I can tell you here is that there is a proposed 5 kobo dividend to be distributed among shareholders of the company. And this 5 kobo is going to be taken from the 13 kobo earning per share declared for the year 2018, December 31st, from 12 kobo declared in 2017. If you ask me, that's not really a bad report for a stock that is selling at about 20 Nikobo on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. We wait to see how the market would respond to this result from Lasako in days ahead, particularly from today, actually. All right, now coming to Africa Prudential PLC. As we speak now, on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, the price of Africa Prudential PLC, after three sessions of flat performance on Monday, flat performance on Tuesday, flat performance on Wednesday, actually came down 2.5 approximately on Thursday, yesterday. And then the last time it gained was last week Friday. Will it not be every Friday thing now? All right, let's wait. But the possibility is that as we speak now, the equity is trending down. That is talking about the current price performance on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange for Africa Prudential PLC. Year to date, it has lost 9.3% approximately, right? And for the month of July, it is actually showing me a growth of 0.9%. Africa Prudential PLC is not bad. And yes, there's a new managing director there. And we hope that from results that we begin to see going forward, all those new things he keeps telling me they are coming out with will begin to reflect significantly. But looking at how many years, 8 years from 2012, right? If we bring it to this level, it would be 8 years. But the company was listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange in 2013, January. But the result that I'm looking at started from 2012, actually. And then if you look at it, let me just read it out for you. In 2012, it was 11 kobo earning per share, 2013, 16 kobo, 2014, 28 kobo, 2015, 37 kobo, which suggests that between 2012 and 2015, there was consistent growth in the second quarter earning per share. And then in 2016, there was a slowdown. It began again to grow from 2017. And then in 2016, there was a slowdown from 37 kobo it declared in the second quarter of 2015 to 13 kobo in 2016. It came back forcefully in 2017 to generate 43 kobo earning per share. And in 2018, it was 49 kobo earning per share. All right, relating this with the fourth quarter report, I can also see that to a large extent, regular growth began in 2016 when it declared 10 kobo in the first quarter and then 19 kobo in the first quarter of 2017, then 2018 first quarter 23 kobo. But in 2019 first quarter, there was a decline between 23 kobo declared in the first quarter of 2018 to low, that is 19 kobo declared first quarter in 2019. But that could be explained. A new managing director took over, and so this actually was the beginning of his operations there, so it could be overlooked, right? But I do not expect that is what we are going to consistently see in the organization, though things are tight in that industry. It will take efforts and hard work to get things going as expected, right? But significantly, what is my expectation for the second quarter of 2018? I don't want to put the management under too much pressure. If you ask me, I would tell you that I'm expecting something slightly below what was declared in 2018. In other words, their earning per share for 2019 second quarter should not be lower than 45 kobo, but it could be as high as 50 kobo. We wait to see. The oracle has spoken. So we will see. A couple of weeks it is that we will know whether the oracle got it wrong or right. 45 kobo possibility in second quarter 2019 earning of Africa Prudential PLC, and between 45 kobo and 50 kobo. Let us see. It could even be higher than that. If they do higher than that, I give kudos to the managing director. Right, I've got to go. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned all week long, even when we decided to repeat some of our past episode just to keep knocking on the door of your heart that there are some areas where changes are necessary. But don't forget, Stocks Watch Weekly Newspaper will be on the vendors nationwide on Monday. Book a copy ahead so that the vendors don't say they do not have it. So from here, I say I'm yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. I'm Bayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.